Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Hey, good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us on The Bright Side. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions or comments or success stories you'd like to share, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we are here for you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our second segment, and I think we're going to go guest-free this evening. I haven't heard from my guest, so we're just going to assume she's no-show. So we'll get your calls, and if you have calls and you want to chat with us for longer than usual, get to talk to you for more than a couple minutes, but tonight we have three segments to take calls. 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my website, brightsideben.com. pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are up on all the websites. We also have a Zoom call, or Sunday evening Zoom call, myself and Frank Lopez at Start Zoom Now. StartNowZoom.com. StartNowZoom.com. So after the program, if you want to hop on, we'll get to answer more questions and we'll get to talk a little longevity. It's going to be especially helpful if you're a longevity distributor. We'll talk about various tips and strategies for helping you grow your business, your longevity business. And also, it's an opportunity for you to introduce the longevity products and the longevity business opportunity to friends. StartNowZoom.com, and that'll be at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, right after the program. You can also call 866-735-2470 if you want to ask questions about the longevity products or the longevity business opportunity, or you can hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, so we'll take your call second, third, and fourth segment this evening if we have calls, 844-236-6010, and we'll get to spend a little bit more time on individual calls because we don't have a guest this evening. All right, so continuing on with our conversation on these long chains of sugar, these polysaccharides, we spent a lot of time talking about what is arguably the most functional, or at least the most therapeutically valuable polysaccharide, which is beta-glucan for treating cancer, for supporting the immune system, for lowering blood cholesterol, as an overall general health and anti-aging tonic. I didn't get to say this, but I use beta-glucan topically. Well, I did say it a little bit, but I haven't really dived into the topical applications of beta-glucan for wound healing. Also, as an anti-aging product, anti-aging topical. Beta-glucan approach used topically has been shown to help heal wounds and maybe perhaps even prevent the signs of aging and help reduce fine lines and wrinkles. Polysaccharides, again, are long chains of sugar, not the sweet kind. They're the chemical kind. The word polysaccharide means long sugars or long chains of sugar, but it's not the kind of sugars that we think about mostly when we think about sugar, like the word alcohol or the word acid. Sugar simply refers to a specific type of chemical structure, and we have to think along those lines when we hear the word sugar, or like when we hear the word alcohol. A lot of times people see alcohol on the ingredient deck of a skincare product, an alcohol like stearyl alcohol or cetyl alcohol, and their mind will immediately go to the kind of alcohol that you drink. Those are alcohols, but they're not liquid alcohols. They're fatty alcohols. So much like the word saccharide implies sugar, but it's not a sweet sugar, the word alcohol implies a chemical structure. It doesn't necessarily mean the liquid type of alcohol, ethanol, ethyl alcohol, or methanol, i.e. Methyl alcohol. Acids are the same way. The word acid doesn't necessarily mean something that's super acidic and that's going to burn. Acids could be a fatty acid. Fatty acid is an acid from a chemical structure perspective, but it's not going to burn you. Likewise with the word sugar. Not all sugars are sweet. Some sugars are powders. Some sugars are jelly-like. There's 8 basic building block sugars. The most famous, of course, is glucose. Everybody knows about glucose. Glucose is a sweet one. Fructose is another essential sugar, or one of the major building block sugars, found in the multifunctional healing superstar molecule fucoidin, which we've talked a lot about, found in the fucoid Z and the Z radical from longevity. Fucoidin is a seaweed molecule found in red algaes, red seaweed. Glucosamine is another basic building block sugar. That's not a sweet sugar, component of connective tissue. And there's a really interesting therapeutic sugar called mannose, which I've personally been using in my pharmacy practice for many years for treating bladder infections and urinary tract infections. Mannose has an ability to interact with E. coli. E. coli is the intestinal microbe that is responsible for urinary tract infections. And mannose has an ability to interact with E. coli. Mannose has a slimy quality, like a lot of sugars, when it's combined with water. And this slimy quality helps loosen the hold that E. coli, the E. coli bacteria, can have on urinary tract cells. In order for a urinary tract, actually in order for any infection to take place, urinary tract or otherwise, bacterial perpetrators, the bad guys, have to be able to stick to cells. They have to be able to adhere to cells. And this ability to stick to or to adhere to cells is a feature of E. coli, which it accomplishes with these little Velcro-like proteins that attach to urinary tract cells. These Velcro-like proteins are called lectins. We talked about lectins in the past. Lectin proteins, lectins are proteins, and they have an ability to stick to sugars. Lectin proteins stick to saccharide molecules, sugar molecules that are on the outside of cells. All cells have sugar molecules on top of the membrane. If you look at a cell under a microscope, you'll see all these saccharide molecules on the outside part of the cell, on the outside part of the membrane. And these sugar molecules on the outside part of the membranes are like ID cards. And the immune system has an ability to read these sugar molecules, on the outside part of cells, and they're very functional. But these little sugar molecules on the outside of cells are also one of the reasons why lectins are such a problem. Lectins are designed to attach, to stick to adhere to these sugar molecules on the outside part of membranes. And this is what accounts for lectins' health challenges, the health effects that lectins and the anti-nutrient effects that lectins have. Lectins are technically known as hemagglutinins, which is Latin for clotting blood. Heme means blood. Glute means clotting. Hemagglutinins clog blood and clot up blood. And this is how lectins work to interfere with health. They clot or clog blood by sticking to the outside part of red blood cells. They're considered to be anti-nutrients. That means they interfere with nutrition. Lectins have gotten a lot of bad press over the last 10 years or so. Actually more. Probably the first book that came out talking about lectins was Eat Right for Your Blood Type. And this Dr. Peter Amato noticed that lectins from certain foods affect people differently. Some people have effects from lectins that could cause autoimmune diseases, inflammatory diseases. He wrote a whole book about this. So I think it came out sometime in the 90s. It's probably been about 30, 35 years or so that lectins have really gotten this bad press as being anti-nutrients and as being involved in a lot of health challenges. All right, when we come back, we'll continue our talk on lectins. We'll also take your phone call, 844-236-6010. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thank you.
right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in this segment and the next two segments. We don't have a guest this evening. 844-236-6010. If you, let's see here. If you are concerned about lectins, you should know there's a couple of really interesting things about lectins. First of all, while they get a lot of bad press, they're not all bad, lectins. Yes, it's true. They are considered to be anti-nutrients. Basically, they interfere with the ability of the intestine to absorb nutrients. They can tie up nutrients as well. They've gotten a bad rap. They're associated with chronic diseases, autoimmune inflammation, autoimmune associated inflammation. Lectins are found in plants, grains, seeds, legumes, especially lectin-rich peanuts, soybeans, beans in general. Gluten is actually considered to be a lectin. It's not exactly a lectin, but it has some things in common with lectin. It's an anti-nutrient, like lectins are. And there are other lectins in grains. And this is why autoimmune patients will still have symptoms even if they are gluten-free. Grains contain non-gluten lectins that can also wreak havoc on the immune system. So if you're trying to go gluten-free and you think that's going to be your savior when it comes to having autoimmune symptoms, sometimes people will go gluten-free and still have arthritis or neurological issues, ALS, or various autoimmune issues that are associated with problems with the nervous system. It may be that there are lectins, non-gluten lectins, that you're still ingesting. The job of lectins in nature is as plant defense molecules. They defend the plants that contain them. You can think of lectins as a type of plant chemical weapon, and they act to punish the animals that would dare to eat the plants that contain them. Lectins are resistant to the digestive process. They don't break down in stomach acid. And they can move. From the stomach into the intestine, which is where they accomplish a lot of their harmful effects. Raw kidney beans are notorious, for example, for wreaking havoc on the intestine. And even if you just eat a little bit of raw kidney beans, that can cause some severe reactions: nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Lectins also block nutrient absorption. Particularly, they can block the absorption of minerals like calcium and iron and zinc. Lectins can bind to cells in the digestive tract. This is how gluten works, even though, as I say, gluten is not exactly a lectin. But lectins, in general, can have an interfering effect with the cells in the digestive tract and disrupt the absorption of nutrients. And they can cause inflammatory effects in the intestine and immune reactions at the level of the intestine. And it's likely that these reactions that are associated with autoimmunity may actually be the result of lectins that can get into the systemic circulation. So lectins have a kind of a 1-2 punch. They can interfere with intestinal absorption and then cause an inflammatory, the intestinal absorption of nutrients, and then cause an inflammatory effect at the level of the intestine, thus allowing those lectins to get into the bloodstream where they can really mess up the immune system. If you cook your foods, you're probably going to avoid most lectins. Heat has a deactivating effect on lectins. Also, lectins are water-soluble. So if you soak your beans, for example, or your other lectin-containing foods, your grains, you may deactivate or prevent the damage that can be caused by lectins. Lectins are also found on the outside parts of plants. So soaking your plants in water, your herbs, or your veggies in water for several hours can help eliminate some, not all. There's probably going to be some lectins that still get through. But you can help. You may get most of the lectins out of your beans, say, if you soak them for a while. Sprouting also deactivates lectins. Sprouting grains can have an anti-lectin effect. In fact, sprouting grains can have an anti-gluten effect, too. And sprouted bread, like Ezekiel bread, is supposedly better for you because the sprouting deactivates some of that lectin. Also, if you remove the shells and the hulls off of grains and seeds, you remove any lectins. Of course, there's a lot of nutritional value associated with those shells or with the hulls of grains, especially. So you also lose some nutritional value. Some lectins can be broken down by digestive enzymes in the stomach. It's also important to keep in mind that lectin reactions can vary. Not everybody is going to have problems with lectins, and most of the folks who do have problems with lectins have underlying digestive issues. They may have irritable bowel syndrome or ulcerative colitis or other health challenges associated with intestinal health and associated with the intestine. and that's what makes them more susceptible to the damage caused by lectins. Also, if you're not making enough stomach acid, you're achlorhydric or hypochlorhydric, you're not making stomach acid, you're not making enough stomach acid, you may find yourself more sensitive to lectins. This is the problem with these good food, bad food lists. Good food, bad food lists are okay as kind of a generalization, but not everybody is going to react the same way to certain foods. They're a little bit simplistic, and if you have some kind of digestive health problem or immune problem or inflammatory problem associated with foods or digestion, it's always a good idea to do a food diary and see how you personally react to certain foods. I talk to people all the time, and they have a health challenge that is clearly associated with something in the digestive system. And they say, oh, well, I'm only eating the good foods on the good food, bad food list. I say, you can't go by the good food, bad food list. You have to use a food diary. You have to see what exactly your particular battles are. Everybody's got their own battles, and you have to see what yours are. And there's also health benefits to lectins. Yes, there are health benefits to lectins. Lectins can have antioxidant properties that can actually be protective to cells, yeah? They can be problematic for cells, but they can also protect cells. Nutrition is not all cut and dry, and you don't want to be really, to really maximize the therapeutic value of nutrition and to minimize the harm associated with poor nutrition, can't be too simplistic. Sometimes lectins are good, sometimes they're bad. The binding effect that these lectin proteins have on carbohydrates may actually keep prooxidants from attacking cells. They may function like antioxidants. The protective effect that these otherwise anti-nutritional lectins is similar to the famous phytic acid molecule, phytates and phytic acid. Hear a lot of people, especially people in longevity, say, oh, phytates, you got to stay away from phytates, phytic acid's a problem. No, it's not that simplistic. Guess what? Phytic acid is an antioxidant. Phytic acid has anti-cancer properties. Yeah, it's true. Phytic acid, like lectins, can tie up minerals. They can also tie up oxidizing minerals like iron and be protective. Phytic acid is also known as IP6, is used as an anti-cancer nutrient supplement. So it's not that simplistic when people say good and bad, and this molecule's good, this molecule's bad. There are people whose nutritional advice I actually respect, and I hear them saying, you got to watch out for phytates, you got to watch out for phytic acid. No, it's not that simple. It's not that simplistic. The health benefits of lectins as well as of phytic acid and phytates highlight the fact that in the world of nutrition, molecules are not all good, not all bad, and it's important for therapists and patients alike to not be too simplistic in assessing the value of food molecules, because you could miss out. In case of lectins and phytic acid, you could miss out on some of these antioxidant properties. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
USA News Update. Authorities in Texas are still searching for a motive in Saturday's mass shooting at a shopping mall near Dallas. 8 people were killed, 7 others were wounded before the gunman, clad in body armor, was shot and killed by police. 2 members of the House Intelligence Committee say Israel and other Middle East countries want the U.S. to have a stronger role in security in the region.
There are serious threats in the area, and the United States should be playing a role.
Appearing together on CNN's State of the Union, Republican Committee Chair Mike Turner of Ohio, top-ranking Democrat Jim Himes of Connecticut said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's greatest concern is Iran's push to build a nuclear weapon. The MTV Movie and TV Awards won't be airing live tonight. Instead, the show's being scaled back to a pre-taped format after host Drew Barrymore pulled out in solidarity with striking members of the Writers Guild of America. Dave Collins, USA News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We are on the air weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We have a search box you can use if you miss a program or want to review a subject or share one with a friend or loved one. You can also find all the longevity products up at brightsideben.com, as well as my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our news stories and videos and blog posts, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. You'll also find a Join the Team link on all the websites that you can hit if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, it's a great way to start a nutritional supplement business for a low cost. You can get into the nutritional supplement field, or you can just get your longevity products at the wholesale price if that's what you desire. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products.
which are all up at TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments with an S, TruthTreatments.com. All my Truth Skin Health formulations were formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, for prevention of post-surgical scarring or post-traumatic scarring, for dealing with eczema, psoriasis, acne, or just plain old dry or aging skin. All our Truth Skin Health products are formulated without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients featuring fat-soluble vitamin C in super high concentrations, as well as retinol, also in high concentrations, and plant-derived minerals in addition to hyaluronic acid and alpha-hydroxy acids. I've been formulating skincare products for decades, since the 1980s, and I've learned a thing or two about skincare formulations as well as the skin. All our True Skin Health products are just that, skin health products repurposed for beauty, because at the end of the day, health and healing are beauty. Healthy skin is beautiful skin. You can find all our Truth Skin Health products up at Truth Treatments with an S, TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right. Seems like we have our guest, Michaela Canterbury. Michaela Kelly Canterbury is a lawyer and a writer. She got her JD from Gonzaga University in Spokane. She graduated from Duquesne University in Pittsburgh with a BA in political science, and now she's an author. Her book is about how to love an addict, which is a very interesting subject. Addicts are interesting folks, and loving an addict can be a very interesting experience. Her book is Sister Siren, a nonfiction book about addiction. Please welcome to the bright side, Michaela Canterbury. Hey, Michaela.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for coming on. I wasn't sure we would get you, but I'm glad you're here. So, Sister Siren, a nonfiction book about addiction, is, you know, it got my attention because I've had the experience that you're describe in your book about loving an addict, and it's really interesting because how do you get through? I found it very difficult. In fact, I found it impossible. How do you get through to communicate to somebody who's in that state, and do you just accept them how they are?
Well, acceptance is certainly part of it. That's the hard part, you know, especially when it's somebody that you've known their whole life, and this. You observe a metamorphosis, but you're not quite sure what it is. You have, you know, you love them. They've been in your life, you know, your whole life.
What I find difficult is when somebody's using an addictive substance that makes them not rational, alcohol, for example, or opiates. And, you know, you love the person, but when they're in that state, you know, it's hard. It's really hard to, you can't communicate. They're not the same person.
Exactly. It's what I ended up doing and what I do now. I mean, my mother has Alzheimer's, and I learned this through addiction, is you love the person and you hate the disease, and you're always looking for their light. You're always stepping in with love. So that's how I did it. You gotta love the person.
But when you're in a relationship with somebody, communication, you got to communicate to them. You got to be able to talk to them. But when somebody is under the influence of an addictive substance, how do you communicate? Or do you just not?
Well, these wax and wane, of course, is when they're lucid and they're able to have a conversation, stepping in with love. But when it's too hard and it's not safe or it's
yeah.
not good, or it's not, you know, it's not happening, those are the times where it's stepping away, step away with love, detach with love, love from afar, until, you know, and then when you do show up, when you have, you know, the capability to show up, showing up with things that help and that do not enable.
Well, invariably, somebody who is under the influence doesn't believe that they're under the influence. They believe they're fine. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes, they're highly functioning, on top of the world.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So how do you get through that kind of delusion where they think they're okay and they're clearly not, and they want to engage, but do not engage, or what do you do? That was the most troubling aspect of my relationship with an addict, was trying to engage with somebody who thought that they were normal when they weren't, and then I was just left with not engaging.
Mm-hmm. Stepping in. how you can. We all have our own limits on how we can step in. And so when one is capable to discern, what are my capabilities here? What can I do? What can I do for this person that I love? And what I can do is going to be different than what, for example, my mother could do or my father could do or my husband could do. And so discerning what each individual person can do and how they can show up for that relationship. And then that's your limit. Some people call it setting up boundaries. I became my sister's emergency contact. I could do that. You know, I could be her power of attorney. I could, you know, have a release of information, those types of things. And so, and everybody's, you know, capabilities are different. And I can't judgy McJudge what my husband's going to do. His are going to be even more limited than mine because she knew her less than I did. And then my dad's capabilities and my mom's capabilities, they're different. And so, and just respecting each other's differences on how we're going to step in to love this person that's suffering before us.
Is there something that underlies all addiction and that all addicts have in common? Or is there a range of dysfunctions or things that people are trying to cope with? Or is there one thing that they're trying to deal with?
There's some kind of trauma and suffering there, and it has to do with loving themselves, I feel. That's just my humble opinion. You know, I'm no doctor or pharmacist. I just play one on TV, you know, but that's what my kind of insight is on it. And that's why stepping in with love and your own capabilities is why that's so important, because they're unable to love themselves.
Huh, that's interesting, because the title of your book is How to Love an Addict. So in a way, are you making up, is your love making up for their lack of self-love, or is it replacing it somehow?
I don't think so. I think it's a showing how, you know, I'm here because I love you, and you have something to live for. I feel that they start to learn to love themselves. You know, if I love you, you know, you can love yourself.
Is there some? We'll have to take a break now, but when we come back, I want you to think about this question during the break here, and we can answer it when we come back. Is there something about the person who loves the addict that also is dysfunctional, or also is something that's a kind of the result of a kind of wounding? The lover of the addict, in other words. Well, we can answer that when we come back from our break. Michaela K. Canterbury is with us for book Sister Siren, a nonfiction book about addiction. More with Michaela on the Bright Side right after this.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Michaela K. Canterbury, her book Sister Siren, a nonfiction about addiction, and her website mkcanterbury.com. That's C-A-N-T-E-R-B-U-R-Y, mkcanterbury.com. So, Michaela, what is it about? We said that addicts have some kind of trauma and there's an issue of self-love that underlies all addictions. Is there something that underlies the psyches of people who love addicts?
I think there is. That was such an insightful question that you asked. I think there is. I mean, there's issues of, and that's all for each person who loves an addict to explore, whether it's codependency, whether it's enabling, you know, whether it's any of those, you know, judgy McJudger things, or whether it's fear, whether it's, you know, whether it's grief.
Safety?
Do
you think it's safe to love somebody, or there's an element of safety? It's non-threatening to love somebody who has that kind of problem?
Well, there's always an issue of safety.
Yeah.
You know? You know, what, and fear and rejection and just physical safety, too.
They're not... Somebody who is in the throes of addiction isn't necessarily able to overtly hurt you, although they can obviously covertly hurt you, but they can't overtly hurt you, do you think?
Well... I do think that can happen. I mean, whether it's, you know, sending down all the you know, but it depends on the relationship. And so I guess someone is married to an addict or an alcoholic and spending down all the savings, putting the family in danger, not paying the bills. That can feel like a huge betrayal, you know?
So what is it, the book about Sister Siren, your sister, obviously? What's the title? Sister Siren. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, I came up with that title, Sister Siren, because, well, it's like the siren's call. The siren's call is fatal to humans. And so
Sailors.
Like Odysseus had to tie himself to the mast and plug his ears with wax to charter his ship around the sirens and survive. And then Orpheus was a musician, and he played his music louder than the sirens' call, and so was able to safely interact with the sirens. And then there's Muses also, that are related to sirens, and they can interact with sirens because their call is neutralizes the siren's call. And so throughout the book, I feel that people will see an Odysseus, and will see an Orpheus, and will see Caduceus as to their response to the siren's call. The siren's call can also be the fatal call of drugs to those who have addiction issues or suffer from substance use disorders. So there's many ways that book title can be interpreted.
It's subtitled A Field Guide on How to Love an Addict. Not how to deal with an addict, not how to heal an addict, but how to love an addict. So tell us what you mean by that.
Well, so many people, when my sister was in deep addiction, they would say, oh, well, has she reached rock bottom? And I'm just like, what? You know, is she dead yet? No. And they would tell me to, you know, just detach, or people always tell me what to do, like stop the relationship. I'm like, I cannot stop loving my sister. I turn on and off an oven. I just can't do that. So I had to figure out a way to navigate my relationship with her. And that's why I came up with A Field Guide on How to Love an Addict, because in my book, I mean, there's vignettes and stories about, you know, her 3 years of active addiction from heroin and meth, and how I stepped in and learned, and, you know, I have a glossary of terms. I always thought DOC meant Department of Corrections because I'm a lawyer. I didn't know it meant drug of choice. So I learned all these new words. So I have a glossary of terms in the back. And I put in there, also in the book, in the back of the book, what works for me, you know, my coping strategies and my, you know, tips and tools and things, my prayers and poems and everything that worked for me. And I basically wrote the book that I felt I needed.
Did your sister show any indications of somehow being traumatized somehow as a child, or addictive tendencies as a child? Could you see it coming?
Could not see it coming. I could not see it coming.
Even in retrospect, you didn't see little red flags.
Well, hindsight is 2020. So now her disheveled appearances and her multiple layers of clothes and her never inviting me into her apartment and always calling in sick. I knew that. I now know that that was dope sick and not just sick. You know, but I was actually looking for other ways that this would make sense. I was when she would toggle between rage and panic, I honestly thought that this was part of her ADHD. And I'm like trying to, you know, figure out, you know, maybe she needs to be on disability. I was really trying to solve it from, I was using my lawyer brain to figure this out. You know, and those skills and those tools weren't working. It wasn't until it was in my lap. You know, her soul sister friends came to our family and told us that she was addicted to heroin and meth. And I was like, okay, now this all makes sense. You know,
how did she get off?
Well, she had a moment where she had what she talked about. She talks about are a couple moments about she was assaulted by her landlord. She had overdosed a couple times, and the people that Narcan'd her had stolen everything from her.
Oh wow!
And then she was she was in rehab. She was in an outpatient type rehabilitation program, and the doctor said, "Hey, do you know how much fentanyl you have in your system? You should be dead right now."
Wow.
And so she had a moment. This is her story, is that she decided she wanted to live, and she had memories of a life without. She had a memory of being a successful mental health therapist, and she was a mental health therapist. Yeah, she is too.
Oh,
she's
wow.
Now we just celebrated 4 years of her recovery, so she's back to delivering her services. And she has a parallel profession as a life coach for women in recovery. It's called Joyful Girl Recovery. And she's a trauma-informed yoga instructor, and she's just kicking fanny and taking names.
Well, in a way, that was her college education, being an addict. So now she can relate. She can have empathy. She knows what the addict is going through.
oh, yeah. And when she was in rehab, you know, she's telling them, this isn't right. You know, the way this is supposed to be a team sport, not a call me out, punish me sport. You know, you're supposed to be helping me. So
when the book is subtitled A Field Guide on How to Love an Addict, is it about your story of how to love an addict, or are you talking to other people to teach them how to love an addict?
It is my story, and I am sharing it with people so they can, because we all need to step in. I mean, this issue of addiction is prolific. So
it is.
I don't want it to be like medical dance. It's like real life stuff, and so it's the real life stories of what our family went through and what I went through and how we stepped in.
How'd your parents feel
about addiction?
How did they deal with your sister? Yeah.
It was difficult. My mom was like the consummate enabler, and they ended up, initially they were blaming each other.
Oh wow.
You know, my dad blaming my mom that she, you know, would always give her money, and my mom blaming my dad that he was never there to parent. And so at the get-go, it was very difficult. And I'm like, hey, people, and you know, I'm a trialer, my dad's a trialer, my mom's a PhD, and we know how to do this. We come together on things. You know, we're tight family, and but when this landed in our world, it was absolute chaos for
how many years? So, how many years was the whole thing?
I think this started when she broke her ankle at the Arctic Winter Games when she was like 13 years old.
Oh, wow.
And she was put on hydrocodone and oxycodone,
How old was she when
like
she
13.
Quit? When she quit, how old, or when she was done? How old?
She was in her 30s. Yeah, when she found recovery.
Wow. Late 20 30s. Years. Wow.
Yeah.
Michaela, we're out of time. Thank you so much for coming on The Bright Side. The book is Sister Siren, a nonfiction about addiction. Website, mkcanterbury.com, CanterBury.com. Thanks for being on The Bright Side, Michaela.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a beautiful evening. God bless you.
That was
Michaela Canterbury, Michaela K. Canterbury, the book Sister Siren, a nonfiction about addiction. That's all the time we have for this evening on The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Check out our Zoom call at startnowzoom.com in 2.5 minutes. Hope to see you there. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular week. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Bye for now. Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.